It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly deep dive into the world of real estate. Today it's Aaron Cherry, a broker at Oregon Life Homes. Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Great to be here, Kyle. Thanks so much for having me.
So what do we want to talk about with folks this morning?
Well, we've got a bunch of different things wanted to cover briefly, and I figured we'd just kind of start at the beginning and get rates out of the way, okay?
Sure.
Mortgage rates have not moved a whole lot this last week. They're still above 7%. They've been above 7% for over 3 to 4 weeks now. So we're kind of at this level to where, you know, we're between 7.5%, depending on your credit profile as a buyer. It's still very expensive from a mortgage rate perspective. However, depending on the type of loan that you use, you're going to get different types of rates. The 7% is for your high qualified 30-year conventional loan. But if you're going to use a federally backed mortgage like an FHA or a VA loan, a lot of times those rates are lower. For example, the state of Oregon has a VA loan specifically from the state. It's called the ODVA. And right now, for a qualified veteran, that rate is at 5.75%, which is considerably less. And it's got many perks for a veteran borrower. So for a veteran borrower who's looking to buy and they don't want to use their federal VA loan option, they could use the state VA loan and get a much better deal that way.
So they're able then to pick either or.
Exactly. Yep. If you're qualified as a veteran for the VA loan. Also, the federal funds rate back in June, they raised the overnight rate up to a target range of 5.25% and 5.5%. Right now, most experts are predicting there's a very, very low chance that they would raise it again. It seems like they're going to probably keep it right where it's at. But we've been wrong before, so we'll see what happens. It seems to change every week that way. Also, I wanted to talk about the jobs report that came out last week just briefly. I think Shane had touched on that, my colleague, last week. The jobs total that were created for the month of July was about 187,000 jobs. That was a little less than the 200,000 that was predicted. That may be an indicator that things economically nationwide are slowing down a little bit. We'll see. We're going to look to see what the August report is in September. Also, the big report that came out was the CPI inflation report. It actually is pretty boring. It's pretty much the same as last month. We're sitting right around 3.25% as far as your year-over-year inflation. And so that's cooled way down to where the Fed specifically wanted it to be. And we'll kind of keep an eye on that and see how that might affect things economically.
Well, that's good news for a lot of folks to see that not ramping down, but at least staying put.
Yeah, and obviously the CPI is fed by a lot of different factors in the economy. So even though the average for all those different sectors is 3.25%, some things like food might be still up considerably. And for your average folks who are going to the grocery store, that is something they would attest to, is that food to them is still expensive. Energy is way down at the moment. We'll see. That might come back up. Fuel prices, they seem to be going back up again. So we'll see how all those different factors play out.
And particular sectors in grocery items as well that seem to vary, some of the agricultural products based on shortages or weather issues, things like that. But definitely times that I've looked at my purchase and said, that didn't used to cost that much.
Exactly. Yep. So different, depending on supply chain issues, and America gets a lot of our food from overseas, amazingly. And so those are all playing into the factor that way. Also wanted to talk about a couple just stats factors with our local economy and market here in Douglas County. Okay, so we're zooming in on Douglas County now. Inventory overall, which is the amount of homes available for sale. As of last night, we were sitting at about 393 homes for sale in Douglas County, which is up from the last couple months. We've been hovering around 350. So we've got a few more homes coming on the market. They're not selling quite as fast. We're looking to see if that goes over 400. That'll be the most amount of homes we've had on the market for sale since last fall. And so that could be an indication that things are even slowing a little bit more here on the home front, and that more people aren't selling their house near as fast. So the amount of homes is increasing, possibly.
Is that tied at all to the time of year?
Yes, possibly. Yep, absolutely. That we're heading into, we're just a couple weeks from school. So toward the end of the summer here, we a lot of times do see in the third quarter, especially, things start to slow down a little bit. Again, 3 years, though, the past 3 years, that was out the door. When rates were low, they've just charged right through the school year. So we're beginning to experience a normal market and more seasonal changes.
Good.
Also wanted to dive into a little bit, a couple of things that people have talked about recently, which is foreclosures, okay? We used to get lots and lots of phone calls about people, understandably, calling about foreclosures during the 08 crisis. You got a good deal when you got a foreclosure. Foreclosures have been an extremely small part of the market right now, and they have been for the last 5, 6, 7 years. Specifically right now, foreclosures make up around 3 to 4% of the total market, of meaning of your 400 homes, you've got a small percentage that are actually bank-owned properties. That's up a little bit from about 1% to 2%. So we see a slight little tick up in a few more bank-owned properties that are for sale on the market. That's going to be an indication likely that people who have been very speculative and reckless with debt over the last several years, they're seeing those short-term notes, short-term loans start to come due, and they're having to either refinance or they can't meet those debt obligations. And so they're putting their speculative projects onto the market now before either they're trying to sell them before they get foreclosed or they've already been foreclosed on.
So getting involved in too many transactions at a short period of time.
Absolutely, yep. And there's one individual who will remain unnamed, but it's someone that we've worked with before, and he had a large portfolio, a couple dozen properties. He used hard money loans. These are all short-term, high-interest rate loans. And I did look yesterday, and his entire portfolio has gone into default. And for reasons of his own making, with the way that he did things, it was not wise, even when things were good. And now that the market's changed, it's really coming home to hit him hard.
Yeah, well, and that would be tough to get, you know, back out of, essentially.
Oh, it's a reverse snowball in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to talk about was price drops. So year to date, this year, in 2023, just on average, every single week, about 8% of homes that are on the market have... they drop the price every week, okay? And the first quarter of 2023, which is late winter, early spring, that was about 6.5%. The second quarter, we were around 9%. And right now, so far into the third quarter, we're about a month in, we're sitting around 9.5% of the homes that are for sale are dropping their price every week. For comparison, we had almost no price drops for the last several years, you know, when the market was chugging right along, unless you were exceptionally priced high. But now we see a pretty good little chunk, around 10%, because the third quarter last year was about 10.5%. So as we head into the school year and the winter and the way the market is now, it's very common to see people dropping their prices a little bit more each week. And that's a regular pattern that we're seeing each week between, pretty predictably, 8 and 12% of the homes that are on the market drop their price, at least by a dollar. But in most cases, it's $5,000 to $10,000.
Are those properties or overpriced to begin with?
Yep, a lot of them were. A lot of them are just, you know, a seller situation can change while their home's on the market. Maybe they need to sell a little faster. So they started out at this number and then they're going to drop it down to here. But overall, it's mostly people who've started at a price that was made sense 18, 24 months ago. And now because of the way the market is, they're not quite on the right dot. So they got to drop it down to get in the right range.
And some properties go very quick. I'm still seeing that, but some properties certainly linger.
Absolutely. The average time for your typical home on the market today is about 34 days to get a buyer. Okay, so when you go on the market, if you are taking longer than 34 days, you've got something likely wrong, either in your marketing, your home, or your price. And usually it's your price. That's the biggest one.
All right, Aaron Cherry from Oregon Life Homes. If folks want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can look us up online at theoregonlife.com, or they can also call us at 541-391-1623 is my personal cell, but 4945 is our office.
And where's your office at?
We're downtown on Jackson Street there.
All right, Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Yes, absolutely.